Every week, we check in with America's Test Kitchen to see what they're up to, and happily, they got the memo that we're doing a show on Filipino food. Now, chicken adobo is arguably the national dish of the Philippines, and pretty much everyone we talked to for this show brought up this savory, vinegary braise. Well, it turns out that one of ATK's cooks, Brian Roof, lived in the Philippines as a kid, and he's been chasing his memories of chicken adobo ever since. Our producer, Sally Swift, talked with Brian about this recipe.
Hey, Brian, nice to talk to you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So we have been talking all hour about Filipino food, and adobo has come up time and time again. And I understand you have kind of a personal relationship with it.
Yeah. I was actually born in the Philippines and spent the first few years of my life there. We had a Filipino nanny who used to make this dish all the time. So, you know, I'm very familiar with it from my own experience and was excited to develop the recipe for it.
So tell us essentially what adobo is.
At its core, it's very basic. It's a braise of soy sauce and vinegar. Usually chicken thighs or chicken drumsticks or pork ribs or pork butt are used. There's a heavy handful of black pepper, bay leaves, and garlic thrown in. And it's just a very pungent but luscious kind of flavor.
It's absolutely delicious. So when you guys were working on the recipe, what did you, dare I ask, all you Filipino home cooks, do not write me, but dare I ask, what did you think the issues were?
Well, a lot of the recipes start off with very acidic marinade. Just, you usually use the vinegar and soy sauce, combine them, marinate the chicken, and that ends up being the sauce that you cook the chicken in. But the overly acidic marinades tend to make the chicken tough and rubbery. Mm-hmm. So we removed the vinegar from the marinade and just used soy sauce, which gave us a lot of good flavor.
And then what was the other issue for you?
Well, a lot of the braises turn out to be very salty because of the soy sauce. We tried adding water to dilute it a little bit, but then we just had no flavor whatsoever. So we kept the soy sauce, kept the vinegar in the braise, and actually went up to a restaurant in Brooklyn, New York called the Purple Yam, and meeting with the chef there, Rami Doratan, who's actually married to Amy Beso, who you spoke to earlier in the show.
It's a small world.
Yeah. And he told us about the method that he uses from the southern Luzon island of the Philippines, and that involves coconut milk. So we came back to the kitchen and added coconut milk to our braising liquid, and it was akin to adding oil to a vinaigrette. It really helped to temper some of the sharpness, but you got a lot of good flavors, a very rich, kind of luscious sauce that coated the chicken very nicely. And it was really the saving grace for our adobo.
Oh, I think coconut milk is such a great idea. So quickly, just step us through your adobo recipe.
Sure. Well, after marinating the chicken for about 30 minutes in soy sauce.
And you're using bone-in, skin-on thighs, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Bone-in, skin-on thighs, marinated for about 30 minutes in soy sauce. Mm-hmm. We take the thighs and we put them all into a skillet, a cold skillet, skin side down. And this is a technique that, you know, I was familiar with from working in restaurants and cooking duck breast, where we want to render the skin out before you proceed. So we turn the skillet on and we let the fat kind of cook out from beneath the surface of the skin, so you're not left with a very greasy sauce. So we run the chicken over medium-high heat for about 10 minutes until all the fat is rendered out. We dump the fat out of the skillet. Then we just add the soy sauce from the marinade, vinegar, coconut milk, handful of garlic, bay leaves, and black pepper. And we just let it braise. We'll flip it once throughout the cooking, but it's basically braised in about 30 minutes on the stovetop.
Wow, that is fast. This is perfect weeknight eating.
Yeah, it's perfect. And it's very flavorful, very easy, and yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Thank you so much for coming in, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian Roof is the executive food editor of Cook's Country magazine. You can find that recipe for chicken adobo at splendidtable.org.